It's Hot 937, hot937.com, bouncing around, and you're bouncing around. Nancy Bell, what's happening?
Well, we have the new Britain mayor on the phone right now. Hello, Aaron Stewart. How are you?
Good morning, team. Good morning.
What is going on?
Oh, you know, nothing much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the shady eye, honey. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm,
what's
girl.
Going on?
Mm-hmm, Aaron.
Not much.
Yeah, just that I was on social media, figured I would just say I'm throwing my hat into the ring for the governor.
It's just preliminary.
It's just preliminary. I'm just thinking about it. Very smart.
So I announced this week that I'm filing an exploratory committee for governor of the state of Connecticut. I'm so excited and thrilled at the opportunity. There's a lot of candidates in the race, and the reason I'm testing the waters is to see if the people of the state of Connecticut want me.
Hell yeah. Did you see how many people viewed you?
I think I checked it last night, and it was over 100,000.
Yeah, girl.
Yes, girl.
Because I think that why you're so appealing is that you have a very different platform. You're not like your typical Republican, you know, because you're pro-choice. You feel that's reproductively, you're like, that's a woman's choice, which I appreciate. And I think that most Republicans get trapped in that.
Oh, and I've been catching a lot of heat for that. But at the same time, I think it's better to have a candidate that comes out right in front, right from the get-go, and tells you their stances on these issues that, you know, they're not relevant to what the governor of the state of Connecticut has to do to fix our state, per se. But they're issues that are important to people, but I just wanted to put them out there right from the beginning so we can kind of get past them and talk about the real problems facing our state.
And I appreciate that because I feel that, you know, and you're a gun owner, you know, you have, you know, and I feel that that's, it's interesting that you came out saying what you stand for.
Because I have nothing to hide from, you know, and I was laughing. I said in 48 hours, I think I answered more questions on where I stand on issues than many of the candidates did, and they've been running for like a year now.
Right, right. Because I feel like doing it on social media was genius. I mean, it's faster. It gets your message out quicker. You stand out more. Yeah, you stand out more than everybody else. That's why, like, everybody's been like, the attention on you has been so great. And you're young, you're female, and you're cool. You know,
let alone what you've done for the city of New Britain. Like, you have changed New Britain so much from when I was raised there to like now. It's such a different, beautiful city. So I could just imagine what you could do for the state of Connecticut.
And you can translate that easily, right? So the work that I did here in the city of New Britain, which I'm very proud of, the biggest problem that we had in New Britain was that our own residents were talking negatively about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem we have in the state of Connecticut is that we all talk about how much our state stinks. So let's change that mentality first and foremost, and then you're going to see a lot of things change with that.
Amen.
Yeah, which I feel is really important, you know, and I feel there's a lot of issues and financially and fiscally. It's just, yep. It's really hard for, you know, middle America, people who are living paycheck to paycheck to make it work. And I just have to say, like, I have to just go pay a car tax. I'm so mad about that damn thing. I could spit.
I bought my car.
I already bought my car and paid taxes on it. Why do I have to pay a tax every... Oh, girl.
Oh, and if you have a new car, forget about it.
Forget about it. I can't get a new car. It's too expensive to pay the car tax.
Get it.
Well, and now they're saying that the legislature this year wants to increase more taxes and charge you $3 more every time you buy a tire for your car.
What the hell?
What?
Oh, my God. Like, we have one of the highest taxes in gas, too. So it's
and they want to increase that, too, up to 7 cents.
You know, and it's funny because I guess they did a poll, too. Would most people in Connecticut want to pay a toll on the roads instead of having increased taxes? And I think people said yes.
They said toll, right?
Yeah, they said get a toll on the roads.
You know, that's a big conversation they're having, too. And I've been asked about it. And I said I would definitely be open to it.
Yeah.
I'm quite sold on the idea of it yet. But I haven't heard a good argument for them yet. And there's a lot of questions. How many of them? Where would they be? You know, are state of Connecticut residents going to be able to get a discount because we live in state? There's a lot of questions to be answered on that. And if you put tolls in, we wouldn't even be able to make money on them for almost 5 years. So
I love the way that New York does it, though. You just keep driving, and they just get your license plate, and they send you something, you know? I like that. Yeah. It's easy. There's no traffic backlog in that either.
We'll see. All I know is I've got 3 months to raise $250,000.
Oh, okay. So let's figure out how we get you for governor.
I got $2 right here.
Listen, it's not okay. So if you hit us up next week when it's pay week, we all might collectively be able to give you $5, $10, something like that.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Every dollar counts. So why do you have to raise $250,000? What is that about? Just the filing?
That is to qualify for the election financing program that's given through the state of Connecticut.
Shut up. Wow. So you have to have $250,000. So if you have money in the bank, you're solid.
Yep, you qualify, and then you finance your campaign the rest of the way through. So my first hurdle is I've got about 3 months to raise a large amount of money.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Are you doing a GoFundMe, or how are you going to do that? Are you going to do, like, some fundraising thing? What are you doing? How can we help you?
I've got it on my website. If you visit aaron4ct.com, click the Donate Now button, all right there.
Hey, and have a couple of pancake breakfasts. I'll come through.
Oh, pancake. I love those.
At the fire station. I'll come through.
That's like the church.
Buck, it's always about food for you.
But it would be so great to have a young woman, like, running our state. Like, that's so amazing. It's so important. It's so important. It's just so important.
And I feel like you cross a lot of lines. Like, I think you blur the lines between Republican and Democrat.
Exactly.
Because I feel there's a lot of people who are very issue-oriented. Like, for me, reproductive rights are not negotiable for me. Like, you can't tell me what I can and cannot do with my body. If you don't want to do it, that's totally cool. But if that ever happened to me, I want to have that right. And I feel that most Republicans don't live that way, and they just live on that party line. And I think that's where the Republicans are getting into trouble with people who are more moderate.
Absolutely. And I put myself in that moderate category. I have very conservative ideologies when it comes to money and how we spend our money, and I don't believe in big government, and that's where my Republican ideologies come from. I don't think that government should be kind of hanging over our every move and watching everything that we do. But when it comes to many other social issues, I'm with you, and I see eye to eye with you on that.
Yeah, I just feel, but that's where I think where your youth, and I feel like the person that you are. Listen, you're a Hot 93.7 listener. You know what I mean? You're cool. I'm just saying. You listen to us.
Secret.
You tweet us, and
secret.
You're, you know.
Me and Aaron listen to Cardi B together.
No, well, I feel like you're really cool that way, and I feel your vibe is really, really cool. So we want to help you. So you said you went out to a happy hour, and all the tables came up to you and said, "How can we help you?"
Yep, and I told them all to donate.
Donate.
It was.
That's right.
That's the biggest battle that I have right now. It's an uphill battle. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of people out there doubting my ability to do this and to get it done. So we're going to prove them wrong.
We are going to prove them wrong. So all they have to do is, okay, where do they go again where we can donate?
It's aaron4ct.com.
Okay, and then we can donate. And okay, and when do we have to, the deadline? When is the deadline that we have to raise 250 Gs?
By April.
Girl, you have really pushed the envelope on that one. And that's, you know what's perfect? Is because if anybody gets their refunds, their tax refunds, we can help you.
This is a perfect time, actually.
So if you look at it this way, in a simple way, I need to find 2,500 people to give me $100 a piece.
There you go.
Simple.
That's very simple.
Simple.
That works. And are you also looking for people to be volunteers to help you with anything, like politically? Like, do you need anything like boots on the ground? What are you doing?
Yes, eventually. But right now, the main focus
is the money.
Qualifying and raising the money. And if you go on the website, too, you can give me your email address and sign up for all of our alerts. And we'll be calling for volunteers when we need them. So just make sure you put your address in there so you'll get our emails when we're looking for help.
Perfect.
That brown bag, that paper bag money.
And Aaron, thank you for the invite to your party. I got it here. My mailbox.
Anyway, Aaron, aaron4ct.com. Aaron4ct.com.
Yes.
That's where we have to go. We have to get you to that 250 G's. We appreciate you. I know that everybody's trying to get a piece of you right now. So we really appreciate...
Come on. I wouldn't rather be anywhere else right now except on Hot 93.7.
See, this is why we love you, Aaron. This is why you're going to be governor!
And play that Cardi B for her next.
That's why...
Pull that Cardi for her next!
Hang on. That's a victory song.
All right, that's what we're going to be doing. Just for you, next. Some Cardi B, Aaron.
Thank you. Yes.
The turn up is real. That may be have to be like your whole political... Like, that might be the... Your platform. The turn up is real.
The turn up is real. Vote Aaron.
That's it. The turn up is real.
Thanks for calling.
Aaron,
we appreciate it.
We love you so much. And we'll get you that 250 G's. We'll definitely do that.
Aaron4CP.com. Thanks, guys.
We got you.